Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. Tony is a world-renowned psychic medium. She has had the gift of being a psychic medium and channel her entire life. Tony hosts two TV shows, Create a Life You Love and Psychic Medium Tony G. She is also the author of 5 books. Being a healer and a hypnotist as well, it is her purpose and her passion to help you in every way she can. Phone lines are open now. Call in 858-365-5593 and let Tony answer your questions about life, love, finances, or help you connect with a loved one on the other side. Enjoy the show.
Hello and good morning, everybody. So, interesting universe we live in. First of all, it has been, I'm not an astrologer and I don't know a lot about astrology. I barely know my own sign, but we are coming off of some very interesting astrological universal energy that has flipped everything upside down, made us take a good look at it, and now is flipping it back upside right. Things that we have not wanted to see have been put in front of us so that we're forced to see them and we can make decisions accordingly. Now, having said that, I want to say, although I try to be the gentlest, most optimistic reader or channel that I can be, a couple of things here. First of all, this information does not come from me. So when you get good news, I can't take the credit. When things go perfectly according to the readings, I can't take the credit. But if you hear something you might not love, please don't blame me. And I'm laughing because this actually happened last week. I gave somebody a reading, and they did that. It was very accurate, 100%, and they were very sad. They said I did not make them happy. And I went over all the facts with them and said, hey, you know, is this accurate? Is this accurate? Is this accurate? Okay, then where's the problem? I'm not happy. You didn't motivate me. It's not my job. If I were a motivational speaker, that would be my job, and I'd be happy to do that. And most of my readings are very, very, very motivational. There's always good news on the end of anything. It's more like a preemptive. Let me add, the information I gave was not bad news. It was just like, you need to do this or you're going to be here. Okay? So it's like a setting you up to win sort of situation. So please know, if you hear something that does not make you happy, it's not the be-all, end-all. They're giving you the opportunity to make a course correction. They're not saying you're doomed. They're saying you have to go in a different direction. You have to make a different move. Now, most people revel in what I would like to call the course correction. They're like, thank you so much. I know not to do this now. However, there is every once in a while somebody who might not be as inclined to deal with reality the way the rest of us are. And so there is my little, this is my warning, this is my, some things you might hear that you don't love, and please don't shoot the messenger, so to say, because I'm just giving you messages from your angel. Now that I've said all of that, today's first clearing are very, very, very first clearing is going to be on prosperity, because everybody always wants, and prosperity and abundance isn't only financial. financial. It's love. It's life. It's living life so fully in a very prosperous, big way, like from the soul and the heart. And that's it does have that financial aspect, but it's moving up energetically on every level and just absolutely loving and devouring your life like you never even thought possible. So anything stopping and blocking this, we're going to clear that now for everybody listening, re-listening, and please re-listen to especially this clearing again and again and again until you're at this point, because sometimes it's level. Sometimes it takes only one clearing, but sometimes there's like levels that need to be cleared. We can get a chunk of it, and then a chunk of it, and then a chunk of it. And it's okay if it takes more than one. That's okay. That's what this is for. Okay. Let me catch it. Okay. The clearing is working. I know I can feel it in my chest. So, I am going to go to the first caller. Okay, so again, I'm going to be taking callers for the next 20 minutes, 23, 4 minutes. And during that time, I would like to get to as many callers as possible. I know that the phone lines are always full. And I know that sometimes people are trying to call in for months and months, and they can't get through. So I do everything I can to get to everybody as quickly as I can, but still taking the time needed for each person, of course. So please have a question, one question, or a connection, one connection ready when I call your area code. So the first area code I am going to call is, not call, but answer is 917. Hello, 917. How are you today?
Yes, happy Monday. How are you?
I'm awesome. Happy Monday. Love your energy so far.
Thank you.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Tina. I'm calling from New Jersey. This is my first time getting through, so I feel like I won the lottery. Whoa. Thank you.
Well, thank you for calling. It's such an honor to have people call and to get through, and it really is an honor to be in this space to answer questions for people and to be able to help them in whatever way, you know, I can. I always tell people I'm blessed to be a blessing to others. That's the whole purpose of this. So what's your question or connection today?
Yeah, I have a question, but your phone, it sounds like really like scratchy. I don't know if it's like if it's a voice. But it's, like, really scratchy.
It could be the Blog Talk connection. Sometimes the Blog Talk connection isn't that clear. I'm so sorry for that. So how can you hear me a little bit better now?
I hear you. It's not you. It just sounds like, I don't know. Like
it's a little bit of, like, what I like to call a wobbly connection.
That's what it is, wobbly. That's what it is. But, look, I'll take what I can get.
Yes. So what's your question or your connection, love?
Yes, I would like to ask about my relationship with my boyfriend, Trey.
Okay, now I know what you're talking about because you just went into a bubble. Like, blah, 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 blah. So can you want to ask about your relationship with what?
My boyfriend, Trey.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, I would like to ask about... Yeah,
you know, I'm going to put her on hold for a moment. I'm going to go to the next caller, but 917, I'm going to come back to you because I feel like if you could hang up and call back in, 917, I'll come back to you next. I feel like that connection was a bad phone connection. I'm going to go to 951 and hope I have better luck. Hello, 951, how can I help you today?
Hey, it's Nathaniel. I wanted to see if you could bring through somebody.
951, are you there?
Yes, hello.
Okay. Hold on, folks. This hasn't happened in a long time. And I'm gonna try to go back to 917. Let's see what happens. 917, are you there today? Are you back
with
me?
Yes, hi. Yeah, I'm here. Thank you.
Hello, 917.
Yes, I'm here. Thank you.
Okay, so I seem to be having, you guys can probably hear me. Unfortunately, I'm not able to hear you. I am connecting with people. I mean, the switchboard shows I'm connecting. I'm not able to hear you, though, so this is problematic for us. So, everybody hold on. I'm going to, if I hang up, will I get back through? I don't know. Let me try hanging up and getting back through. Everybody be patient. I'm really, really sorry for the technical difficulties. Just one second.
Okay, I am so sorry, folks. I am going to try again. I'm going to go to 917. Okay, 917, I can hear you. Hello?
I can hear you too. Yes, thank you. I'm so sorry. I was praying.
I'm so sorry. So, okay, what was your question? Let's pick up where we kind of left off.
Yeah, thank you. I know you're busy. I really appreciate it. Yes, I just wanted to ask about my relationship with my amazing boyfriend, Trey.
Okay. Is there something specific you want to know, or do you want me to just tell you a bit about where it's going?
About him and his feelings. Thank you.
Okay, so when I tap into his energy, the first thing I get, he's a good guy. He is hesitant, though. He kind of goes slow. You have to be patient. It's not that he is, messing around. He just has been burned, and he doesn't want to be burned again. He's gonna take everything kind of slow. He might seem like he's moving forward, but then he slows down a bit. So just be patient. Don't try to rush things with this guy, because that will put a red flag up for him. And you just need to be patient, and you need to don't be demanding of him. But you can let him know where you are and what you want, but not in a demanding way. I always ask questions in the form of a we, and that's a good process with this guy, to ask questions in the form of a we rather than you, or to make statements about yourself. So rather than saying, how do you feel about me? Where are you with this? Or I need this. The better thing to say is, are we on the right track here? Do you feel like we are doing well in this relationship? Do you feel like we're progressing in the areas that we need to progress in? Is this going where we would both want it to go? That's the way you have to approach this, as a we, not a me or a you. If you do that, you're going to have a lot more success with him. He likes you. Everything is going well. He is a good guy. He does have a couple... quirky is the word I'm going to choose to use, that quirky things that kind of you're going to have to get used to. He's okay though. Everything with this, it looks good as long as both of you stay on the right track. Okay, so this relationship is moving forward. I'm going to strengthen that for the two of you. And just, if there's anything blocking you. Okay, so for everybody listening, there's something stopping or blocking a healthy, loving relationship. We're going to clear that now. And then it's because we have this sabotage mode, right, where we do little things. We don't even realize we're trying to sabotage our relationship because we think we want one. But we do these little things that end up sabotaging it. But, you know, we're not trying to. So I'm just clearing those things, and we'll see where we end up. But right now, everything looks good. Be patient. And he's not your past, like the guys from the past. He's not repeating them. Just go forward at an easy pace. I always say, if it's forever, you don't need to worry about rushing it. But if it's not forever, who wants to rush into that, right? So just be patient and allow things to move ahead smoothly and beautifully, okay?
You are amazing. I understood exactly everything you're saying. And he talks in we. So you're right. He's leading that way. Very easy friendship, very easy guy.
Yeah,
you
and when
amazing.
People talk in, thank you. When people talk in the way of we, they're already saying we're a partnership. They're already saying we're in this together. So that's a very solid sign. You just pick up that habit too. And the two of you will be amazing. Even during the worst times during an argument, we need to come up with a better way to communicate so we don't end up here again. Not you said this, I did that, or you made me feel we. It's always about the resolution, not the problem. Okay? Because once you figure out how to resolve a problem, you know, the problem ceases to exist. So speak in the form of we, and be patient. Move slow. Let him surprise you, okay?
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you so much for calling in.
Yes, how do we reach you outside of this? This is amazing.
You can go to my website, which is tonig.info, and all the information is there, sweetie. Okay?
Thank you. Yes, thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
I appreciate it.
Bye-bye. Oh, my pleasure. Absolutely. Bye-bye. Okay, now I'm going to come back to 951. Hello, 951. How are you today?
Hey, can you hear me?
I can.
Wow.
Who is this?
Better.
Where are you calling from? Yeah.
Hey, it's Nathaniel from California.
Hey, Nathaniel. How are you?
Okay, the doctor gave me a diagnosis that I have colon cancer and I need surgery.
Oh, sweetie. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
It's going to work out.
It is. I want you to also look into some alternative things. I can't really... You know, I know a lot of people who have had a tremendous amount of luck removing cancer from their body with apricot kernels. I mean, they've been stage 4. A doctor says, I can't do anything else for you. And they start taking these apricot kernels that you can get at a health food store or online. And they've had tremendous amount of luck with that. I know that whenever the C word comes, I'm sorry?
I had a colonoscopy and they removed 10 polyps. One was cancerous and then the one they didn't remove. And that's towards the lower part and it was all black and it just, you know, it looked pretty bad.
Oh, no.
So
well,
I
feel
like
everything's going to work out.
Yeah. But I'll take those apricot kernels out, okay.
So yeah, because, you know, we just never know, right?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be saying prayers for you, and let's just, okay, I'm just going to do a clearing. There's no guarantees with this one, but I started a clearing, and we'll see what happens. You know, I do clearings on the radio for a lot of different things, and, you know, people don't send me feedback, now I'm this. Now. So I feel like I know the clearings. Oh, thanks. I know they work. So now I just did a clearing to help clear as much of the cancer as possible, and to make that like an easy process for you. So I feel like you're really gonna have to watch everything. Just watch everything. Pay attention to what you're hearing and seeing, and look at all methods of care. Okay. Those are the messages that I'm getting for you. And I will be saying prayers for you. I'm sure many others that are listening will also. And I hope that you have, please call me back after the fact and let me know how everything went, okay? And what were you going to say?
Any words from Mom and Dad or anybody coming through?
Well, I can tell you everything I just said came from Mom and Dad. Whenever
okay.
I give a message, it is always coming from angels and or loved ones. So all of the messages I give, they come from those loved ones and or your angels up there. But Mom is saying,
okay.
take care, be vigilant, keep your ears and your eyes open to other information. So those messages were coming from Mom, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much, Nathaniel. Please call me back
you.
When you're done and let me know how everything went and that you're okay. And until then, I will be saying prayers.
Okay, thank you, Tony. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
You're so welcome. Bye-bye, love.
Bye.
Okie dokie. That is always so difficult. I mean, that is... there are so many people that are going through medical processes right now, and I can't even imagine. It has to be so just scary, terrifying in some cases, but always know that you're blessed and you have so many angels and so many loved ones from the other side that are helping you. And Nathaniel, I know you're still listening. Call on your angels every night to go in and remove this and what caused it. Okay? So I'm going to go to 551 next. Hello, 551. How are you today? Hello, 551. Okie dokie. I'm going to try one more. 415. Hello, 415. How are you today?
Hi, I'm great. Thank you. This is Anne from California.
Hi, Anne. How are you doing today?
Good.
Oh, great.
I'm so glad
it
worked. I'm so glad that we could hear you and you called back in because
yeah.
The first 5 minutes was like, I don't know what you're saying.
I've never had to do that before. So I was like, if I end up hanging up, am I going to lose the show today? So
yeah,
I'm so happy. Right. I didn't. So
we all waited. We all waited for you to come back.
Everybody did. Absolutely. Everybody
yeah.
did. And thank you everybody for being so patient and waiting. I'm really grateful for that. So, sweetie, what's your question or your connection?
I guess also a love question. I have been meeting, definitely the doors are opening this summer, and I have been meeting kind of just dating different guys. And so just anything about this, the one I like the most seems a little, I don't know if it's shy. And it's hard to guess. I mean, it's hard to know. Is he shy or
he's
not
evasive.
That interested?
He's very evasive. What's his first name?
His name is Darren.
Darren, okay. You know, okay, so here's what I'm going to say about or what they're going to tell you about Darren. The first thing they want you to know is, we always want what is a challenge. And they want you to look at the one who is, okay. First and foremost, of all the guys that you have been talking with so far, none of them are the one you're going to have a longer-term relationship with.
Yeah.
You could if you tried, but it's just
right.
not the best.
I want a smoother. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. So there is a guy coming in late August. Wait, hold on. Is it in August or October? Okay. I feel like it's
Let's
late
say
August, but I keep hearing Yeah, I
right.
keep hearing October too, but I'll get to October in a minute. So there's a gentleman coming in late August, close to September, but not quite September. Late August, and I'd really pay attention around the 27th, but especially the 28th. I'm seeing the 28th big and the 26th little. So the 26th and the 28th are days that they're showing me, but then the 27th falls in between them. So watch those 3 days. They're saying you have the potential, if you're out and about, to meet somebody very, very, very fabulous. This person's romantic, kind, loving, and able to communicate very effectively with you. The
right,
communication
right.
is there, and that is the most important thing. Don't go too quickly with this. Allow this.
Right.
Don't take the first step. Allow this person to woo you.
Right.
There will be a lot
That's what
of
I like.
Pleasant mm-hmm. surprises. Is if you can hone back and
mm-hmm.
let this person take the reins. Now, this person,
mm-hmm.
you may at first think this is not it, okay?
Mm.
But it is. It might be. I can't state
mm-hmm.
certainties because we have
sure.
free will and we can always decide. You're everything I asked for, but now I'm going to run from you. People are terrified of getting what they want. Too good to be true, people think. So I'm going to tell you, by October, you're going to know for sure that this guy is all in, all good, and that this could be a very successful, loving relationship. Okay? Please know it's going to take a moment. There's going to be some like hectic or chaos, and I feel like it's with scheduling. So I
yeah.
feel like this
yeah,
might be a
September
very busy.
Is busy. Yeah, September, I can see that because my work gets very extreme in September.
Yeah, so just know that, and that might be why you might meet this person at the end of August, but then in September,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be, the connection is going to be difficult, but it's going to be there. And
right.
then by October, everything should be able to take off. Don't be evasive with this guy. Be
right.
Be honest, but don't give too much information. Like, too much information always makes us think, this isn't true. Why are they going on and on about this? So just be honest and to the point, like, this is my busiest season, be patient, everything, you know, in October, everything will be so much better.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this person and you have the potential to have a very strong, very healthy connection and learn a lot about yourselves and each other if you ask questions in the right way, get to know each other in the right way, okay? So I feel like that's going to happen. Don't worry about the guys you've been talking to. They've all been leading up to this
mm-hmm.
and helping you kind of get prepared for the next step or the next, you know, type of relationship, which is going to be that more
right, deeper emotional.
Feeling. A very,
mm-hmm.
very emotional and feeling relationship. And hey, you know what? We're women. Men might have a lot of testosterone, but we need those things. You know, we know what we need. We need somebody that looks at us and says, "You look beautiful. I love you. I want to surprise you with this. Let me take you." You know, we need that romance. And unless we have a lot of testosterone, most of us love that. And I am a girl that happens to love that stuff. So I get it. I get that. Like, you cannot believe I get that. So so just be patient. And I need to say something to everybody. So I'm going to put you on hold and say thank you for listening. Tomorrow I have a show on WSES at 1:30, and then I'll be back next Monday. Please call in both times. Have an amazing day, everybody.